KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coach's Show here on KDOM as we talk with some area football coaches as well as Wyndham Volleyball and announce the Higley Ford KDOM Player of the Week. So stay tuned for all of it here on KDOM.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Wyndham and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, another really tough matchup last Friday night. Had an undefeated Edgerton team come to town, and you know they're a very physical ball club, and they got to win there 56-0.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were not at full strength. You know, we had several guys that were unable to play with injuries, and some guys who were maybe partway back that we decided to hold off, and so that becomes a really tough night. You know, when you end up having a lot of young guys out there playing a really good, really aggressive, really physical football team. But at the same time, you know, I look at what a lot of those freshmen and sophomores did in some of their first real extended action. And I think long-term it will be a good thing, even if short-term it made for a tough night because we had a lot of guys get a lot of really good learning experiences, albeit in a tough fashion.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. You know, we kind of talked about you guys having a little bit of a gauntlet there the last couple of weeks, playing Hills, Beaver Creek, Red Rock Central, and now Edgerton, you know, teams in the top five in the state. And, you know, an opportunity here on the road to take on a Westbrook Walnut Grove team, you know, that is coming off a big win, but a chance for you guys to kind of bounce back on the road.
Right. It's nice to play a team without a number in front of their name. At that same token, you know, Westbrook's a good football team, too. And you know, they're kind of finalizing that experience they've had of having a couple young teams in a row, and now they're kind of have a good amount of seniors. They're very explosive. And so, you know, it's certainly going to be another challenge. It's a different challenge, certainly, than playing Edgerton. But at the same time, it's we're getting a little healthier, and we're excited for the week ahead.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we'll be there on Friday night for that matchup, HLOF and Westbrook Walnut Grove. So if the Coyote faithful, I know they'll show up in numbers, but if they can't make it, they can listen on 94.3. Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
AgPoint Solutions.
Your crops are hungry for phosphorus. NutriCharge makes sure they get it. More uptake means more yield. Don't leave profits in the ground.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Sano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of Mountain Lake area, the Wolverines. Coach, you guys had Adrian Ellsworth here this last Friday. You know, we talked before the game last week that, you know, headed into it, knew Adrian was going to be, you know, a physical squad, and they've got a lot of numbers and a lot of guys to throw at you, and they ended up getting the win there at home 45-6.
They're a very physical football team, first year nine-man team, but they've definitely figured out how to play the game. They can challenge you in a lot of different ways. First and foremost, they want to run the ball on you. And they were able to do that with some success. And they also put the ball in the air a little bit. I think they had three touchdown passes on us. So they're a very well-balanced team offensively and presented a lot of problems for us. And defensively, they actually have kind of a light box, but they're big and physical enough up front and have a real nice middle linebacker that they kind of just let roam free. And they were able to make it challenging on us. Obviously, when you lose 45-6, it's going to be challenging. But I actually was happy with our kids' effort. I think we played a lot harder. I think we executed a little bit better than we did the week before. So it's never fun losing at all, but there were definitely more bright spots to look at than the prior week.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, always tough to come out with the loss, but another opportunity in another week for you guys, this time on a Saturday afternoon. You'll be headed up to New Ulm to take on New Ulm Cathedral. What are your thoughts headed into this one and expectations from the Wolverines for Saturday?
Again, just trying to get better. I think we all know where, you know, our program is right now, and being a young team, these young guys have got, you know, a handful of games under their belts now. So, I mean, they're not going to get bigger and stronger and faster by game time, but we're just trying to focus on little things and executing and just competing at a higher level than we had been previously. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game for us. They seem to be playing their best ball right now. I know they got a couple guys back from injuries, so they're going to create a lot of challenges for us. They'll want to run the ball a lot. They always have. So that'll be our number one goal defensively, is to make them put the ball in the air. And defensively, they're sound up front. They're not as big and physical as Adrian, but they got a little bit more speed, and they'll be flying around and changing gaps on us. So we're just going to try to be fundamentally sound, understand our assignments, and, you know, hopefully just get better again.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here again on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again here in a couple of days.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jennegas of Red Rock Central Football here. And, you know, Coach, looking back, you guys had Cedar Mountain on Friday, and this one ended up being a little bit of a shortened game for you guys. You guys able to take care of business in the first half, and, you know, second half was a little bit odd, but a big win for you guys and getting that one 45-30.
Yeah, you know, we came out early and established our running game in the first quarter. You know, Carter and Abe both got going, you know, and kind of picked up where they left off against Heron Lake. You know, we got Abe on a couple of big runs on counter again, which, you know, forces the backside to stay home, which then opens the door for Carter on the front side. And, you know, we are able to move the football kind of at will in the running game. I think every time we had possession of football, we scored a touchdown, right? Which, I mean, in high school football, that doesn't happen very often. You know, but it was a solid offensive performance. Defensively, you know, Cedar Mountain's got a couple of nice pieces. Quarterback is a solid player. Their running back is a solid player, and they got a couple other complimentary guys that go along with them. You know, so they were able to find some holes in our defense and exploit those. You know, some things that we gotta shore up moving forward. But you know, all in all, it was a pretty solid effort by our guys, and hopefully we can continue to build as we go down the stretch.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, an opportunity here coming up, a Saturday matchup against Buffalo, like Hector Stewart, and the Mustangs are struggling this year, but I'm sure one of the messages to you that you've been sending to you guys is not to look past the Mustangs. As like we all know, that next week's game against Wabasso is a huge one on Friday night, but got to get through Saturday first.
Yeah, you know, and the conditions are going to be, you know, not really favorable for football in October. Right, it's not many times you roll out to play a game in October and it's going to be in the 90s. So, you know, we're going to have to be crisp, you know, and really execute and, you know, address the heat issues, try to find ways to keep guys cool and get guys rotated through so that we can, stay with fresh legs on both sides of the ball. And, you know, they got a couple of nice players, right? They got a little running back that's a solid little runner, and they've struggled the last couple of years after restarting their program at the varsity level. So, like I said, you can't look past anybody, but we feel like if we show up and we execute our stuff, it should go our way.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you as always taking time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
KDOM Radio, it is 83 degrees here in Windham on this Wednesday. Glad you're joining us here for the Coach's Show. It's now time to announce the Player of the Week. And we're going on the running route this week. And we've got a Windham cross country runner to be the Higley Ford KDOM Player of the Week. And that is Macy Carlson, the track freshman cross country runner for the Windham Eagles, and her performance in the Redwood Valley Invitational, leading the way for Windham Girls Cross Country. Congratulations to the Higley Ford KDOM Player of the Week, and it's a cross country runner, Macy Carlson.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove Football. And Coach, you had the Chargers move to 2-3 on the year with a big win on Friday night. A Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart team, you guys going on the road. And, you know, they were winless, but a tough opponent there. But you guys able to take care of business on the road 44-8.
Yeah, you know, we got off to a good start on the night. We took the ball and kind of moved it methodically down the field with some nice throwing from Jacobs to Swanson and Jacobs to Curry, and some hard running by Keel. And you know, we culminated the drive with a 24-yard pass to Neil Keel, one of his four touchdowns on the night. He had two receiving and two rushing. So we got off to a good start. And then we defensively, they came out with some new stuff that kind of caught us off guard, and they were able to get down in the red zone. And fortunately for us, we forced one of four fumbles on the night. We recovered the fumble. I think Max Weiberg jumped on the ball, and so we denied them and moved the ball. We had to punt, and then a big play, I thought, early in the second quarter was we had them pin back at their own 2-yard line after a debatable interception call. Our guy Neil had it, went to the ground, and their guy kind of latched on, and they gave them the ball. So it's kind of an unfortunate turn of events, but then we were able to, Kyle Curry sack their quarterback in the end zone to give us that 2 points we missed on the extra point. So we're up 8-0, had some nice defensive stops. I believe we forced another turnover, and then Keel was able to get a second touchdown of the night to put us up 16-0. And then kind of went back and forth. Had some, each of us had our own mistakes, and that was kind of the end of the scoring until right before half. I thought a big sequence in the game was we had them down. They were on their 6-yard line, and it was fourth and ten, and 11 seconds to go in the half. We're out of timeouts, and they decided to go for it, and we batted the pass down and got 2 plays from the 6-yard line, and in the second one we were able to score to go into halftime up 24-0. And I thought that kind of didn't ice the game, but it definitely puts, you know, we're up 3 scores, 3 extra points. It definitely put some doubt back into their minds. So halftime was, we felt pretty good at that point.
For sure, Coach. You know, getting a big win there on the road had to feel good, breaking a little bit of a losing streak to some really good teams. And, you know, you got a solid team coming in this week, a Heron Lake Okemena Fulda team who has gone through the absolute gauntlet the last couple of weeks, playing 3 teams in the top 5 in the state. And, you know, they're going to be looking to bounce back, but a chance for you guys to add to this little winning streak here and get to win at home.
Right. It's you know, it's kind of a strange thing this year in football, and it's, you know, we have 4 teams undefeated in our district, and it just depends who plays them, when they play them. You know, we've kind of bounced back and forth. We haven't, I know Heron Lake, I talked to their coach Berkwin quite often, and just what they've gone through is just you're right, the gauntlet's an understatement. So they're 1-4, but I've been preaching to our kids that don't let that record fool you. They're big. They're going to come in hungry. You know, looking not to be playing the Hills or the Edgertons of the world. So it should be, you know, we're going to be ready. You know, we're sitting at 2-3, fully needing, you know, another win to advance into seedings in Section 2. So they're looking to do the same. And you know, last year, if I remember correctly, the game was 30-21 midway through the second quarter. So expect a lot of scoring, and we're going to have to stop their run game. That's the key for us. They have some big boy running the ball, and then we got to be ready for their play action. You know, they run that wing T and kind of pound you up the middle and pound you off tackle with a counter, and then they hit you with play action. So we're preparing for that all week, and offensively for us, we got to shore some things up. We just, you know, I think last week at Buffalo Lake, Hector, Jekyll's threw the ball, just, what was he, 23 of 41, and I'm pretty sure we had 7 drops that were, you know, right in the guy's hand, and then Connor missed a couple guys wide open. So, you know, you factor all those things in, you tighten that up, and it should be a good ball game Friday night.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we're excited to be there Friday night. Listen to the game on Hot Country 94.3 if you can't make it, but I'm sure the Charger faithful will be out in numbers. Appreciate you taking the time, Coach, here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Windham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Windham Football. And Coach, a tough one Friday night. You guys had Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial at home. Homecoming game, and, you know, the first half went well for you guys, going 15-0 at halftime. And, you know, we've kind of talked about the last couple of games, you know, trying to stay out of that situation of, you know, snowballing when things kind of go wrong. And, you know, it felt like maybe that was broken after a great pass in the second half from Jackson Joyce to Hayden Teets, which, you know, gave you guys 22 total points, but unfortunately, you know, Lake Crystal was able to come back, make some big time plays, and they ended up winning that game 34-22.
Yeah, we played a really good first half of football and controlled what we needed to control, and then the second half came and we just kind of lost lost a little bit of our edge. You know, they started running outside a lot. We kind of lost our contain, and then our pursuit to the football was just kind of not to the degree of what we wanted it to be. So the second half was kind of a tougher half, allowing 34 points in those two quarters. But, you know, watching film, I think we learned a lot of it. We're excited to hopefully get a chance to play those guys again. So, it was a disappointing loss for sure, but hopefully we can learn a lot from it and keep moving forward.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, a very realistic opportunity for a bounce back, but it is a road game, which is always tough. A little bit of a travel up to Arlington, but taking on Sibley East on Friday, what are some things you're looking for from your guys here to try to bounce back and get a win?
Yeah, we're a little banged up and we're a little sick, and so we're going to have some guys that are going to step up and just test the depth of our team a little bit. You know, Sibley East runs a pretty tight run-heavy offense. They run a lot of counters and outside runs too, so that's kind of what we got beat on against Lake Crystal. So we're going to have to really lock in defensively, fix the things we need to fix, and then hopefully we can go up there and play a really good brand of football, and if we play well, we can get back on the right track.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Here when you need us the most, Triumph State Bank is hometown banking at its best. Personal or business, first savings account or business loans, Triumph State Bank offers options to help with all your banking needs. Stop by your local Triumph State Bank or find us online at triumphbanks.com.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Windham Volleyball. And, you know, Coach, we'll go back here to Thursday, the 25th. You guys on the road taking on Worthington. And we talked last week, you know, Worthington, you know, they're having a little bit of an up and down year, but it's always a tough place to play, and a good environment over there in Worthington always seems to be a good matchup. But you guys able to get the job done in just 3 sets, 3-0.
Yeah, you know, we went over there knowing they had been playing really well. They ended up, they were in Marshall on Tuesday before us, and really competed with Marshall, especially in the first set up there. So going over there, we knew that they were ready to go, and they were playing good volleyball. So the biggest thing that we needed to do was making sure that we were serving aggressively so we could keep them out of system. They've got some really nice front row players that, if they're in system, can put a really nice swing on the ball. I think the girls did a nice job of utilizing that game plan. You know, hats off to Worthington. Courtney does a really nice job with them. They're definitely a much improved team, and if they get just a few things worked out, they're going to be a heck of a team to battle there in AAA.
Absolutely, getting a big win there on the road. And coming back yesterday, a big night. It was Cancer Night, emotions running high, and St. James in town. And, you know, the Saints, looking at the record, you know, may not be having the best year that they could have, but they've got some athletes on that side, and, you know, they've got a lot of girls that play multiple sports, and, you know, they were a real athletic team, and that first set was a close one, but you guys able to pull it out and then end up getting the wins in 2 and 3 as well.
Yeah, like you said, big night. We were able to celebrate for school members, being staff members and 2 being students, playing for them, and just having that understanding. You know, like I talked to the girls, like, yeah, we're here to win and we're here to do a job and play volleyball, but, you know, just making sure that we all understand that there's just so much more to life than just winning and losing a volleyball game, and that really. You know, Cancer Night, it's emotional. A lot of these girls, especially the 2 teachers that that we recognized and honored, our girls obviously are very close with them, whether they're a teacher or as a coach. So we had to kind of put our emotions, I don't want to say on the back burner, but we had to keep the girls in check a little bit more emotionally. And, you know, yeah, like you said, St. James is really athletic. Multiple sport athletes are always great. They're always athletic kids. And we didn't know a whole lot about St. James going in. We had seen them play at the Carolyn Hummel invite in Jackson a while back, but they had, you know, they did a really nice job of swinging hard. I was, you know, we had to make adjustments on our block, and then defensively we had to make a couple adjustments. They didn't miss many serves, so hats off to them. Like, Natalie's done a really great job over there, and first set was back and forth, but yeah, like you said, we battled back, and second set we took care of it, and I feel like third set we really kind of started playing Eagle volleyball and got that win, a much needed win, obviously, for section and conference.
Absolutely, and with things going down in the area last night, you guys able to secure that Big South Conference Gold Division championship, and you know, that's something really special. It hasn't happened since 2007. You know, I think a majority, if not all, the girls on the team right now weren't even born the last time the Eagles won that Gold Division championship. And you know, it's something special for the girls to kind of get here towards the end of the season, and maybe a little bit of an extra boost as we're coming into the weekend. You guys have the Jimmy John's tournament coming up, and another game added to the schedule, being that Big South Conference championship game against Marshall. I'm sure the excitement is starting to rev up a little bit here as we head towards the end of the season and into that playoff time.
Yeah, what an honor. I'm just incredibly proud of these girls. They they're so fun. I love going to the gym with them. I love coaching them. They've earned this. They've bought into the playing for each other, focusing on the next point and not, you know, worrying about the past. And I think that is why we're having the success where we are, is just that these girls are focused on playing for each other and picking each other up and knowing that when someone's having a bad game, how to help them and how to try to cover their air. You know, like last night I saw we had a couple players struggling and I saw teammates trying to cover for them. Like, that's what true teammates do, and that's playing for each other. So getting this Gold Division Conference Championship is a big deal. And I don't think the girls understand how big of a deal it is, which isn't a bad thing. You know, we've still got a lot of work to do, and we've still got a lot of season. And this is a great honor, and we are excited for it. But it's also keeping us grounded. Like, this is one thing that we've earned, but in the grand scheme of things, we've got, you know, we've still got playoffs, and we've got a tournament this week, and we still have, you know, what do we have, four games with the Marshall game getting added. We still have four regular season games, so we've got a lot of season left, and we're just hoping that we can continue to build on our success, continue to work on the little things, and, you know, clean up some of the, we didn't play crisp volleyball last night by any means, so we've got some things we need to get cleaned up before this weekend, so yeah, we're excited.
Absolutely, Coach. A lot of volleyball still to be played. We're very excited to be along for the ride. We appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show, and we'll talk to you again here down the road.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Now again, congratulations, Macy Carlson, the Higley Ford KDOM Player of the Week, cross-country runner. Stay tuned next week for, once again, the Coach's Show 515 here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1 as we rapidly approach the end of the season here for fall sports and into the playoffs.